So, a video that I've received a lot of requests for is information about what to do if you find out that you do have a narcissistic person in your life, whether it's a friend, a boss, a romantic partner, whatever the case may be. And, that's a not a, a direct, there's not a direct answer to that because it really depends on the situation. If it is a malignant narcissist, they are sort of a cross between a psychopath or a antisocial personality disorder. And they're dangerous people and quite cruel, and combined with someone that has narcissistic traits. And those individuals are very abusive and can really do a number on your mental health. So, for someone like a malignant narcissist, the advice that I would give someone would be to make an escape plan, think it through, think about staying safe, because a malignant narcissist will tend to abuse you when you tell them that you're unhappy. If you tell them that you don't want to be with them anymore, if you tell them that you are questioning whether or not you need to be in this relationship with them. I mean, a person who is healthy and normal and adaptive and secure would turn towards you, but a narcissistic person would actually use that as an opportunity to make you feel bad about yourself and blame you for your reaction to them, okay? Sure, sometimes you can be very sensitive. If you're a highly sensitive person or HSP, you can be very sensitive. And I'm going to do another video today about what to do if you feel like you're too sensitive. But, chances are that if it's happening again and again, chances are that, you may be with a malignant narcissist. So I would look into that further. But with them, you want to, if you were living with them, for example, or married to them, you would want to make a plan for leaving, and you would leave quietly because those individuals can also be not just verbally abusive, but they can be physically abusive as well. And frankly, dangerous, very dangerous individuals. So,